Good morning. Welcome to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We are injury attorneys. We bring the show to you to educate you and teach you about different injury subjects each week. We're glad to do it. I'm Gary Bell, along with Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We're conveniently located, basically, I-25 in Orchard, Greenwood Village. If you come see us, we'll give you a free initial consultation, easy access, lots of free parking, no hassle. Just give us a call. Come see us. You can call us anytime at 303-795-5900. We also have an office in Steamboat Springs. We do cases all over the state of Colorado. If you want to call us in the mountain areas, 970-870-8989. And as you know, anytime, anywhere, go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. That's championsofthepeople.com. It's an information-loaded website. We've got some new features on there. We're redesigning the website. And don't forget about our new book that Brad and I have written. It's called Don't Get Hurt Twice in the Same Accident, Once in the Accident, and Again on the Insurance Claim. You don't want to get hurt twice. You don't want to get hurt on the insurance claim. And that's the name of our book. You can have our book free. You can go to our website, championsofthepeople.com. And at the bottom, it's an ebook. It's listed as an ebook. You can click on it. You can download it for free. If you want a hard copy, contact our law office and we'll send you a hard copy for free. We send several copies out just this week. So give us a call at 303-795-5900. And one more thing before we get started on today's show. Remember, at Bell and Pollock, we've crafted over the years a legal game plan. We've trademark protected that. It's a legal game plan. And if you've been injured, you can come see us. We'll give you a free legal game plan. That means you'll know what your rights are. You know what the insurance company is going to try to do to you. You're going to know what the insurance company is going to try to do to beat or defeat your claim. A legal game plan, Bell and Pollock. Okay, today we're talking about insurance coverages. And the reason we're doing the show is we get a lot of questions, and we've had a lot recently. You know, what kind of coverages should I have? What kind of coverages should we buy? What do they mean? I don't understand all this lingo, and I don't understand what's important on insurance policy. So the first one we're going to talk about is liability insurance. You know, you get liability insurance, you have to have car insurance. Brad, let's explain what liability insurance means to the driver and how it works.
Well, and if you own your car, if you're not making payments on it, if you own it and without payments, this is the only car insurance that you actually have to have in the state of Colorado. All other insurance is optional. Now, you know, we'll get into collision and comprehensive, which if you are financing the car, the financing company will make you have it. But this is the only required insurance. And it's you're crazy if this is the only insurance you do carry. You ought to carry more. But, you know, when we talk about liability insurance, that covers only the other car and or driver. That's it. Doesn't cover anything else. The other car and driver, that's it. And when the insurance is your fault, Colorado drivers must have this coverage and under certain minimums, $25,000 per person for bodily injury, $50,000 per accident. And Gary, we can explain that in a second. And then $15,000 per accident for property damage. That's it. That's all you really have to carry. Like I said, you're crazy if you don't. But Gary, when we say $25,500, what are we talking about?
Yeah, $25,050. Sometimes it's listed as $50,100 or $100,200. Okay, so what that means is you're in an accident, all right? And this liability coverage covers you in case somebody brings a claim against you. And so $100 means it's $100,000 per person. So let's say that there was one person in the other car. You hit him. You injured him. It's $100,000 per person. Not 200. If it's 100, 200, they don't get to collect the 200. If there's more than one person in the car, and if you hurt more than one person, let's say there's three people, then the most your insurance company is ever going to pay out is $200,000 for that whole occurrence. So when Brad says $25,500, it's $25,000 per person. In the other car, we're assuming that you're at fault in this incident. You caused the accident. You injured somebody. It's $25,000 per person, $50,000 for the total event. So, I mean, if there's five people in the other car and they're all hurt, then $50,000 is all you have to protect yourself. And as Brad said, that's the minimum. But we don't sell insurance at Bell and Pollock. We try to help you protect your rights. And so, you know, more insurance, more insurance, more insurance. You hear about it. But today we're going to break down why. And Brett, why do you want more or higher liability coverage to protect yourself? Why does it work that way?
Well, if you're buying the insurance, you have to think about the following. When somebody comes, if you get in an accident, if you make a mistake on the road, making a mistake on the road can cost a lot of money to a lot of people. The cars out there nowadays have there's a lot of them that are worth a lot more than $15,000. What it costs to repair them is a lot more than $15,000. And I start with that because people can usually say, okay, I get the idea there. If I bash the car in pretty bad, I may have a lot of money. I got to pay when I replace the car. Now let's talk about $25,000 per person. If I run into you, you know, anybody out there, if I run into you and I put you in the hospital on an emergency basis, and then I cause you to have 6 months or a year's worth of care, and at the same time, I've damaged your ability to go to work, so you can't go to work, you're having problems going to work, and then we add on to it the pain and suffering, I'm going to easily exceed the $25,000. And when I do that, I'm going to have to pay extra money out of my pocket. My assets are now at risk. And that's what you have to consider when you're doing this. Everything we're going to talk to you today talks about whether or not we have personal assets that are at risk. And once you're driving around with $25,000, you probably have a significant chance that your assets are at risk.
Right. And so, I mean, the other side, the party that you injure, if they come after you, if they file a claim against your insurance company, and if you have a $25,000 policy, the most your insurance company has to pay is $25,000. And if their damages are $150,000, then if they don't accept the $25,000, then they're going to come after you for the difference. So you need to increase your liability limits as high as you can afford. People don't want to face this. You don't want to do it. Do it today. Do it right now. Do it tomorrow. Do it immediately because it doesn't cost that much. And, you know, again, Brad and I are not selling insurance, but we tell you what you need to do to protect your rights. And it's just not that expensive. Get a quote.
And I know all of you are sitting out there going, well, you know, okay, let's say I caused somebody $100,000 of damages. I only have $25,000 in coverage. At $75,000, I don't have any assets. They can't do anything. Well, judgments are good for 20 years and can be renewed for another 20. So we're talking 40 years. We're talking 40 years. They can keep getting renewed. So you've got a problem with how long a judgment. You can have your wages garnished if they want to go after you. How do you stop that? Well, maybe you're going to stop it by filing bankruptcy. But is that really something you want to do when you could sit down and you can take a look and increase your coverage for a respectable amount of money? And we're going to explain to you why that's important for your own protection and for your own health.
Right
here in a few minutes. So don't go away because it's going to be very important that you hear why you want to have this increased coverage for yourself and to make sure that you're protected so that you get money. You get money in an accident.
So, I mean, we're going to switch gears in a minute, but just the point here is buy the highest liability limits that you can afford. Get out your DEC sheet. That stands for declaration sheet. It's the summary sheet. It's the summary sheet that shows how much you have for liability coverage, MedPay coverage, UM coverage, which we're going to get into. So you need to look at your DEC sheet and see what you've got and just call your insurance company or a different one or go online and get comparable quotes. You could do that, and you need to get it as high as possible. That's to protect yourself. Okay, we're going to switch gears to MedPay. So we get a lot of questions in our firm. What is MedPay, and what should I do? You know, Brad, MedPay is basically to pay your medical bills out of a car accident, your medical bills, regardless of fault. If you're at fault, your own car company has to pay your medical bills. If the other person's at fault, your own car company will pay your medical bills up to the limit. So why buy more?
Right. Now, this is one that is MedPay must be offered. They have to offer it as part of any car insurance policy, but you don't have to take it. Take it. Do not reject your MedPay. It's not worth what you think you're saving. And don't fall into this idea, well, you have health insurance, so you really don't need MedPay. That's not it. And if they say, well, if your health insurance deductible is only $5,000, so all you need is $5,000 MedPay. No, you need more MedPay. As a matter of fact, you should get MedPay in the highest increments you can. It's usually offered in $1,000 increments. The companies, different companies will have different limits on how much they're willing to sell to you. and how much it is offered, but it's usually offered in $1,000 increments. You should get that in a significant amount if you can. Increase
it. You know, yeah, you should, but a visit to the emergency room blows almost right through, and the first responders, the ambulance bill, blows almost right through the first $5,000. And if you have MedPay, that's going to pay for it. But if you have higher MedPay limits, then it's going to pay for your subsequent medical treatment as well. You go to the doctor, it's going to pay. You have surgery, it's going to pay. You have specialist procedures, it's going to pay. You have diagnostics and films, it's going to pay. So you want them as high as possible. But your question that you should be asking us right now, the rhetorical question is, Gary, Brad, why do I want to buy MedPay when I've got health insurance? All right, we got a break coming up, so we're going to answer that question. I'd like to know if you know the answer to that question. Why should I buy MedPay on my own car insurance policy? It's going to cost me a little bit extra money when I have health insurance, and they're going to pay for my medical treatment anyway. All right, you're listening to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. You know, we're here to serve you. We're here to train you, teach you, educate you, to give you a level playing field with the insurance companies. Because as you know, if you've listened to the show before, those insurance companies have their adjusters. They're well-trained. They have doctors sometimes down the hallway. They have doctors on call. They have their own attorneys. And you're dealing with adjuster, and you think this adjuster is very friendly. They're highly trained to defeat your claim, to beat your claim. You've listened to these shows before. All right, we'll be right back after the break. The Bell and Pollock Legal Show. We are your champions of the people.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi, just east of Colorado Boulevard, next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
What you see is what you get. What you don't hear is everything. Let's talk about silence. Old-fashioned silence. What does silence have to do with injuries? I'm going to give you about 3 seconds of silence. Here you go. Silence is what you get just before a collision. Sometimes in accidents, fast turns to slow and noise turns to silence. Then the collision, then the injuries, then the life-changing event, then starts the battle with the insurance company. Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. At Bell & Pollock, we understand that those 3 seconds of silence can turn your life upside down. We know how devastating injuries can be. You may not be able to work. You have medical bills. You need treatment. Listen, don't get hurt twice. Once in the accident and again on the insurance claim. Talk to the lawyers who actually care about you, the injured victim. Bell & Pollock, Colorado's premier injury law firm. Our website is championsofthepeople.com or call us at 303-795-5900. One call, that's all. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell and Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock. Our law firm is Bell and Pollock. We are injury attorneys. We do cases all over the state of Colorado. We've got an office in Steamboat Springs. We've done them in Durango, Pueblo. We've done them in Denver. We've done them in Fort Collins. All over the state. We're glad to do it. You can come in for a free initial consultation and a legal game plan for you, designed for you. You'll know what your rights are. That's free. Our telephone number, 303-795-5900. In the mountains, 970-870-8989. Okay, we were talking about MedPay. Brad, let's answer that question for everybody. Why do I want to buy MedPay when I've got health insurance? I just don't need the MedPay. I think I'm going to reject the MedPay.
Well, there's two reasons, actually. One is a very important reason is that we're going to talk about subrogation here in a minute. So I want you to think about subrogation, and many of you are going, what's that? And we'll talk about subrogation in this. And another important reason is if you start talking whether or not the healthcare provider who's giving you help is in network or out of network, whether they accept your health insurance. Those are two very important areas. MedPay doesn't care about whether or not the provider who happened to take care of you or the people who are taking care of you are in network or out of network. They're going to take, it's going to take care of you, and you're going to be able to collect back the money that you may, that you're getting billed or that you've had to pay, or that you're going to get the bills paid for the medical care you got when you were injured from the MedPay. And it's not going to be with regard to whether you're in network or out of network, whether you have a deductible, whether you have a copay, you're going to get the money. That's the first thing. So you know you're going to get it paid. Now, the next, and believe me, sometimes these the providers and you end out of network, you've got yourself a problem. The next thing is a subrogation. And Gary, subrogation is a very important part.
Well, it is. So let's just take a number example so everybody can understand. Let's say that you have $10,000 MedPay. You upped it. I mean, you can get 50. Some company, on my own policy, I have $100,000 in MedPay, okay? And that's the highest they would sell, or I'd buy more. So let's use a $10,000 example. You were injured in a car accident. You've got $10,000 in medical bills. Why would you want MedPay instead of your health insurance? $10,000 in medical bills. Let's say you recover from the third party, the other person that hits you, the at-fault party, eventually in 6 months, 7 months. You recover, let's say you recover $30,000. Well, your health insurance company, if they'd have paid the $10,000 in medical bills, they'd want to be paid back, and they have rights to be paid back. What do you mean paid back? That's called subrogation. They want to be paid back. So out of your $30,000 settlement, $10,000 would go back to the health insurance company, if it's not negotiated down, which sometimes it can be. Okay. But with MedPay, Brad, you don't have to pay the $10,000 back. You keep the $10,000. They don't have a right of subrogation. They don't have the right to be repaid anymore.
That's right. Your car insurance company cannot look and say, pay us back that money that you just received from the at-fault party. They're going to say, you know, they can't look and say, give us back that money. They've paid the money. You get to keep that money. It's one of the reasons that our courts and have tried to give you incentives to carry insurance, to carry a significant amount of insurance. They're talking to you about what's fair, who should get that money when it's being paid back, and they've said it should go in the pocket of the injured person. And so if you only have five and your medical bills are 10, and you only have five in MedPay, then you might be able to keep the first five, but the additional five is going to be subject to a subrogation right from the from your health insurance company.
So the simple rule is this. If you use your health insurance company, you're going to have to pay them back. Maybe you can negotiate it down, but you're going to have to pay them back once you recover the money from the at-fault party. With MedPay, you don't have to pay them back. There's a new statute. The statute was passed several years ago. We call it relatively recent because that's the way it kind of is in the law, but you don't have to pay them back. That money goes in your pocket. So why wouldn't you do this? You need to do this.
The amount of money it costs for MedPay is less than what your health insurance is anyway. It's excellent gap insurance to fill in for all those copays and all the deductibles. It also is a way for you to get compensated for your accident that many times is necessary, because as you collect the money from the at-fault party, you don't have to give it back to the subrogation company or to the insurance company. You're needing that money for other losses that you've had that are very, very difficult to compensate. And determine.
And think of it this way. You have health insurance. You've been paying premiums for years, right? So what a grand business. You pay premiums. Then you get injured in an accident by somebody else. You collect from them. Your health insurance didn't do anything to collect the money. You did. You hired an attorney. You collected the money. And so they got their premium money, and now they want to be paid back on the medical bills. Seriously. They got your premium money for years, and now they want to be paid back all the money. So, but with MedPay, they don't have the right to do that anymore, and there's no deductible with MedPay. They just have to pay whatever amount that you buy. So you need to buy as high amount as you can get.
So understand this rule. As Gary said, buy as high amount as you can get. And the second rule is, if your insurance agent, I don't care if it's on the phone, by internet, or in person, if your insurance agent tries to get you to opt out of MedPay, you run. Don't walk. You run away from that insurance agent. Go get yourself an agent who cares about you in the long run, rather than try and make a fast buck to get your insurance by saving you 10 or 11 bucks a month. saving you 30 cents a day. Do not fall for this. You can't do it. And we haven't even started, Gary, and we won't have time today to talk about how the MedPay covers other people in your car. And it helps protect other people in your car who may not have the health insurance.
Exactly. So you want to buy as high as limits as you can. Okay. We're going to switch gears. Okay. Ready to go. Here we go. We're going to talk about UM, uninsured motorists, and UIM, underinsured motorist coverage. What does that mean? That means, well, uninsured motorists, you can figure it out. If you're hit by a driver that has no insurance, if you're involved in a hit and run, they're gone. So you don't even know who they are. So where do you go? What do you do? It is heartbreaking to Brad and I over the years, the number of people that come into our office and we're talking about an accident and they said the other person didn't have any insurance or their insurance expired a week before or they don't even have a driver's license and there's no insurance or they left the scene and we can't figure out who they are. What do I do? And our question is to everybody, to you right here as well, what is your UM coverage? Because that's where you have to go.
Right. And once we find that UM coverage, we have an opportunity to collect it for you. Now, UM coverage, UM, UIM coverage is another one where it needs to be offered. And the only way you cannot have it in at least the amount of the same coverage that you're giving to the other party under your liability insurance is going to be the same amounts unless you specifically waive it. Now, MedPay and UM coverage, you got to understand, this is such important coverage that our legislature and our laws have stated that for you not to have it, you can opt out, but if you not to have it, you have to sign documents saying, I don't want it, and I'm opting out, and I'm rejecting it. Because we want to, the law wants to make clear that this is something so important that it makes you sign a document actually saying you don't want it. So think about that. There's a reason it's so important. And this is one where I talked to you earlier about saying there's a way to protect yourself, to make sure through the insurance you can protect your own assets and make sure you're covered in your own accident. Gary, many times you call it rewriting your insurance.
Right. You know, and we came up with that phrase years ago. You have the ability right now, by increasing your UM and UIM coverage, to rewrite, that's what we call it, rewriting the other person's insurance policy, the at-fault driver, in your favor. And you don't even know the person. And how does that work? Because you can increase your own UM limits and your own UIM limits. So if somebody hits you and they don't have insurance, you go to your UM, part of your car insurance policy. And for the same damages. So let's say you can't work for 6 months. Let's say you can only work part-time. Let's say you got $40,000 in medical bills. Let's say you broke your arm and you need surgery and you're going to need future surgery. You have a back injury and you need $75,000 worth of surgery. Normally, you would go collect that and try to collect that from the insurance company, from the at-fault party. If they don't have insurance, where do you go? Well, if you have $25,000 of UM, how do all those bills get paid? How do all those damages, injuries, and losses get paid? They don't. Now, Brad, let's talk real briefly about what UIM is. UIM is a little bit different hybrid breed of the UM, but it's entered on the same line in the deck sheet.
Sure. When we're talking about the at-fault party, not having enough insurance. They've got too little. Maybe the at-fault party was carrying the 25, 50 minimum amounts that are required by law, and your injury far exceeds 25,000. And maybe you don't want to chase him for the next 20 years. Maybe you're looking, saying, I'll let the insurance company chase him for the next 20 years. Maybe you don't. Maybe they won't have any assets. Maybe they are destitute. Maybe there's nothing there. You want to have your UIM, underinsured motorist coverage, available to you so you can go to your own insurance company and you can say to your own insurance company, okay, I want you to pay me what that other party doesn't have and the amounts they don't have to pay me for my injuries.
Right. And it protects you. We're going to explain a little bit more after the break. We got a break coming up. You're listening to the Bell and Pollack Legal Show. I'm Gary Bell. Brad Pollack is here. Our law firm is Bell and Pollack. We're the owners. You can call us anytime. You can come see us anytime. If you want our free book, Don't Get Hurt Twice in the Same Accident, just go to our website, championsofthepeople.com, or call our office. We'll be glad to send it to you. We do cases all over the state of Colorado. We do car accident cases. We do workers' compensation cases. We got a break coming up. We'll see you on the other side of the break.
Ready for an extraordinary lunch? As fast or as slow as you want it, with all fresh ingredients? Caitlin's Restaurant has it all. Express lunches that won't keep you waiting. Or, if you prefer, lunch served in that old-fashioned homemade style. All made fresh, on the spot. Whether it's a fresh-made sandwich with homemade chips, quesadilla loaded with cheddar or jack cheeses, or scratch-made soups, you'll find everything you love at Caitlin's. Caitlin's is located on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. How about green chili chicken stew? Think about a variety of fresh-made sandwiches or 11 different kinds of burgers made to order with 1/2 pound of the finest USDA choice lean ground beef. You might favor a homemade New Mexican recipe with carne adobada burritos, chicken enchiladas, carnitas burritos, served with hash brown special recipe beans, cheeses with guacamole, and your choice of homemade red or green chili sauces. For those who prefer the lighter side, there are fresh-made salads and lighter fares. Sure to delight. Try Caitlin's for lunch or breakfast on Mississippi just east of Colorado Boulevard next to Bookies. Call 303-798-6600. You'll love it every bite of the way.
What you see is what you get. What you don't hear is everything. Let's talk about silence. Old-fashioned silence. What does silence have to do with injuries? I'm going to give you about 3 seconds of silence. Here you go. Silence is what you get just before a collision. Sometimes in accidents, fast turns to slow and noise turns to silence. Then the collision, then the injuries, then the life-changing event, then starts the battle with the insurance company. Hi, I'm Gary Bell of the law firm of Bell & Pollock. At Bell & Pollock, we understand that those 3 seconds of silence can turn your life upside down. We know how devastating injuries can be. You may not be able to work. You have medical bills. You need treatment. Listen, don't get hurt twice, once in the accident and again on the insurance claim. Talk to the lawyers who actually care about you, the injured victim. Bell & Pollock, Colorado's premier injury law firm. Our website is championsofthepeople.com or call us at 303-795-5900. One call, that's all. Good morning. Welcome back to the Bell & Pollock Legal Show. Gary Bell, Brad Pollock, we are injury attorneys. We do car accident cases. We do them well. We do workers' compensation cases. Okay, so for UIM, the last comment we want to make on that is when you're in an accident, the at-fault party does have some insurance, but not enough insurance. That's when UIM, it stands for underinsured motorist coverage, comes into play to protect you, to pay you. All right, if you have more questions on that, you can call us. But just kind of wrapping up the show, you know, the different types of insurance coverages you can have are collision coverage, comprehensive coverage, you know, accident-related incidents or factors, MedPay, medical payment coverage, UM, UIM, which we were just talking about, rental car coverage, loan, lease gap coverage, and roadside assistance, and there are others. If you have questions, call our law firm, 303-795-5900. I'll show you, and Brad will show you how easy it is to talk to an attorney. We'll help you with your insurance coverages because we're here to help you. We are Colorado's premier injury law firm, and we are your champions of the people.